Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef, and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Santana into the windup. The payoff pitch on the way. Swung on and missed. Strike three. He's done it. Johan Santana has pitched a no-hitter.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app. Now, time for Game Time without Boomer Esiason with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata.
All right, here we go. A little different version this week, as we do every Thursday at 11:40, play a little Game Time. We've had the Baseball Card World Series. We're going to eventually start opening some packs, BT, of other sports. But for now, I want to go back to head-to-head, you and me, but not two packs. Mm-hmm. We're going to play with 21 cards.
Okay.
We chose, we're going to have Hoff read them off here, and it's going to be basically play or pass style. Each correct answer is going to be worth 1 point.
Okay.
If you get one wrong, you lose a point.
Mm.
Now, let's just say I go first. I'm going to flip a coin in the second here, and I don't think I know the answer. I pass to you.
Pass to me. If I get it, I get a point.
You have to answer it. So okay. You either get a point or lose a point, and then you take control of the board and can move on from there. Obviously, the most points at the end, we'll win. All right, well, what do you want, heads or tails?
Heads.
Okay.
We have a commemorative coin, by the way. The heads is heads.
Yes.
And the eagle in the back, the hawk, is a
okay.
Is tails.
Dove will have the coin flip. Let's go, Dove.
Very little official. Thank you.
So I have tails, you have heads, with the choice to go first. Go ahead, Dove.
Let's go.
That
give
coin
me heads.
In the air. There it is. Dove grabs it, puts it on his wrist. It is a...
He dropped it.
Oh, jeez.
What is it?
It was a head.
It was a head. So right. You won. So you want to go first or do you want to defer?
I will go first. And
okay.
I'll hear the card, and then can I defer after that?
No. Wait. You decide if you want to start off, and then you're going to be
I'll start.
Control.
Let's
okay,
go.
There you go. So you're on control. Hoff, first card up is
Mr. Brendan Tierney.
Yep.
First one up, Kurt Wilkerson.
What year are we doing,
1988.
Dude?
Oh, 1988
score. 1988
score.
Kurt Wilkerson, I believe, was on the Texas Rangers at this point.
That is correct.
Let's go.
Whoa, I've gotten that wrong.
How you like me now?
Plus one for BT.
Plus one.
All three of us try to keep score and see what
now,
we got.
Now, do I maintain the board here? Is
yes,
this how this
yes.
goes?
If you get one right, you keep going.
Now, do I hear the name and then determine if I pass, or I just...
Yeah, you hear the name.
Okay,
yes.
So it's my turn.
Okay.
Yes. Plus one.
Brian Fisher.
Brian Fisher, I'm going to keep this one, was a pitcher on the Yankees.
Well... This is a pirate card, so no.
Okay.
He was.
That's how it works, obviously.
He was on the Pirates, right? I knew that.
I would not have gotten that one either.
Right-handed pitcher threw hard.
I thought if he gets it wrong, you get a chance to steal
no,
it. By
no, there's no,
no
steal.
No. He gets it wrong, automatic point. Now I take control
so what,
of the board.
So am I back to even? Because I got one right.
Yes, yes. Correct. Now I have control of the board. What do
okay,
we got?
I should have got that Fisher.
Mr. Salicata.
Yeah.
Brett Butler.
Oh, come on, dude.
Yeah, but okay, come on. It's 1988 score.
All right. Well, it doesn't matter if it's 1988 Tops. He's on the same team.
No. Well, 86. We got him recently in 86. Yeah. He was on Cleveland. I'm still going to guess Cleveland by this point.
But what year?
This is 88.
Okay.
I'm a little nervous about this. Could he have been a Giant, a Dodger? But I'm still going to guess Cleveland.
You are correct.
Okay.
Brett Butler is on the Indians.
Sal okay. plus What's one. Yes. BT is even.
Sal Licata.
Yeah.
Two in a row. Tim Raines.
Montreal Expos. That's a layup.
That's our gimmies right here. A little tap and putt. Come on.
I'll take it. Roll the cards.
Right, we go those. 3 for 3? Kevin Seitzer.
Oh, come on.
Kansas City Royals.
It's like the championship game when he got this.
I shuffled them up. I didn't know.
Kansas City Royals. That's 3 in a row. All right.
Jeez. Three hangers right here.
That's 5 cards so far. Just 20.
We're at
21.
Yeah.
5 total. Go ahead.
Got it.
Pedro Guerrero.
I mean, come on, dude.
This is actually not an easy one.
Oh, it's simple.
You know for sure where he was in 88?
Can't tell you.
I'm going to keep it and guess Dodgers, but I'm a little nervous it's a Cardinal. I'm going to guess Dodgers.
Mm-hmm.
You're correct, Dodgers.
Okay, good. I mean, you knew that for certain?
You want to throw Steve Garvey in there at this point?
Well, we're going to get maybe later.
4-0 at this point.
Just ask him Keith Hernandez in 88. David Cohn. That's a joke.
Get it off.
I don't like this version.
Jose Uribe.
San Francisco Giants.
Yeah, that's it.
Correct.
Okay.
All right.
There's plenty of cards. What are you getting upset for?
There's a lot of cards left.
Okay. I'm going to walk out.
There's a lot of my
not
ass.
Not out of anger. I'm going to walk out of boredom at this point. I'm just sitting here for the next 8 minutes.
Mike Pagliarulo.
New York Yankees. I can't help it, BT. The draw of the card. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
I shuffled them.
Go ahead. What's the next one?
Bob Walk.
Pirates.
I gotta admit, this is almost as fishy as Otani's interpreter doing one of those.
I didn't even see these cards.
This is one, two, three, four, five, six, seven.
You ready?
Yeah.
I think I'm getting set up here.
Ron Guidry.
I think he was with... I'm going to play this one. I think he was with the Yankees at that point. I'm running the table here.
I mean, what are you, plus nine? What do you
eight,
have here?
Eight, I think. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
I just stopped counting.
Go ahead.
You know, okay.
Boredom, indifference.
Dan Petrie.
Oh, come on, dude. I do see a pause on him, so that's at least a good sign.
I don't know this one for sure, and rather than guess and lose
just
a point.
Just give me the board back. Just
get
this one.
I'm
going to
pass.
Go
ahead.
Oh, you're going to pass?
Yes.
So you're not going to guess?
Correct.
Dan Petrie, Tigers.
Correct.
Let's go.
So that's plus one for BA.
Okay, plus one, you get down to plus seven, and you lose a point there, right?
No, he doesn't lose a point because he didn't guess.
Right.
All right.
Mike Moore for Brandon Tierney.
Mike Moore was a pitcher. I want to say he was on the Oakland A's at this point, and I'm wrong.
No.
I can't get any momentum.
Now, Mariners.
What?
Okay. Now I could have stolen that one.
You could have?
But I was not going to get that one.
Who?
Okay.
Mariners. All right.
Pitcher, right? For sure.
Yeah. Oh no, he was a pitcher.
Okay.
But
ahead,
he was not on the A's.
1, 2, 3, 4.
All right.
Five,
so,
six,
Sal.
Yeah.
Mitch Williams, 1988 score.
Cubs.
Mitch Williams.
That's a layup. Cubs.
No.
Really?
That's wrong, dude.
Mitch Williams?
Can I guess? Wait, can I steal this with a guess?
Yes. Yeah,
yes,
go ahead.
You can.
Mitch Williams is No, I'm getting a little nervous here the way you said it. Reds.
Mitch Williams, no?
It was with the Rangers.
Oh, forgot about that.
Yeah, man.
You both lose points.
No.
Meanwhile, he would have known none of these except Guidry.
Maybe Pags.
I remember Mitch Williams from the Phillies, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, he gave up the big home run.
Yeah. Go ahead.
All right.
Touchable, Joe.
Back to BT.
Who's getting his ass handed to him right now.
Paul Garner.
O'Neill.
Yeah.
Paul who?
Garner.
Paul Garner?
Paul Garner.
I know.
No, sorry, Phil.
I know
Garner.
Phil. Yeah. Come on. What?
Come on, huh? Even,
I was just about to say, I know Phil Garner. Jeez.
Phil McCracken.
Yeah.
Phil Garner.
Phil Garner. Astros.
No.
Yeah, I'm just
out. I would have guessed that one.
I'm
what else you got,
Astros,
huh?
Pirates.
I mean, how many cards you got?
Astros or Pirates?
You said Astros.
You said
he's on the Pirates.
No.
I would have guessed Astros.
Who's on the Dodgers?
Ooh.
Phil Garner.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Dodgers, right?
Yeah. All right, go ahead, off.
Wrong. Okay. Jeez.
Angel Salazar.
Oh, I remember him. Royals. I can actually see him.
Yes.
Okay. And by the way, it's Angel. Can you at least say it properly?
Angel and Hell.
Angel.
Scott McGregor.
I'm going to pass that. I don't know.
I'm going to take pitcher for the Baltimore Orioles. Lefty. Let's go.
Okay.
Yay!
Back on the board.
Not familiar with
and
that.
And the Jets trail 30-6.
Come on. This should be easy for you.
Okay.
Kevin Elster
of the Metsies.
There you go.
All right. 10-2 right
now. I heard some stories about Elster and his Porsche in the parking lot back in the day. Let's just say.
Flat tires?
No. Well. The opposite.
Andy Van Slyke.
Pirates.
Boom.
Outfield.
Matt Noakes
at this point was on the Tigers. Absolutely, Detroit. Hadn't been a Yankee yet.
Look at this.
A little lefty
pop
there.
Tony Fernandez
was on the Toronto Blue Jays at this point. Unfortunately,
it might be too late. Too late.
Booyaga Shaw. And the last card, Ozzie Smith.
Oh, I'm running out of space, man. Cardinals.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
That was a nice run.
I think you had 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 for me. And then obviously that factors
well,
in.
Well, I got 9. You lost a point for getting the one wrong.
You lost a point.
I didn't get one wrong.
Yeah, you did.
Which one did I get wrong?
Not Phil Gardner, but you had to get. No, he only got.
No, I passed. I didn't get any wrong.
Mitch Williams.
I'm just saying things, hopefully.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot about that.
I know you got 1.
Oh, 9-6. All right, not that bad. I forgot I got the Mitch Williams one wrong. In my mind, I thought that was right. I'm going to add that up wrong. He was a Cubs.
Now you know how you feel about some of these Yankee debates. Yeah. In your mind, you think you're right, but you're wrong.
All right, not bad. We got to clean up a little bit there.
I like this version. I've got to get used to the rules. The flow is
so
good.
So do I.
Yeah. Right, clearly.
That wasn't
bad. Hops just got to put your glasses on.
Yeah,
Paul Gardner. I'm like, yeah, sure. Who the hell's Paul Gardner? We both knew. But
you could have said Brett Gardner for this guy.
Also, it is a weird 1988 score. We have not done that
yet. But why do you keep saying the manufacturer doesn't matter? If you're on the Tigers in 88,
no, it does matter.
Flair or Topps or Donruss.
Fleer.
Why is what?
Flair.
Flair.
Yo, Fleer.
No, it's Flair.
Flair.
I said Flair back in the day.
Well, just because you said it doesn't mean it's right.
I don't care.
I wonder if you're the only one who said that. I've never heard that.
I've been wrong about other stuff. That's all we said growing up. I never heard one person say Fleer. How do you say it? Like
Fleer.
Fleer.
F-L-E-E-R.
I know how to spell it. Flair.
Fleer.
How do you get...
I know
air
it's conventionally F-L-A-I-R or even an H if you want to go German in there. Whatever. But we always said Flair. What do you want me to tell you?
How about, France?
I do
and
think
then
it,
Paris.
Here's why I think it matters, BT, because my memory. Huff, what's going on?
You guys take a bomb?
You sound like the guy on the train the other day. God.
Gasping for air.
Because
you're making me laugh.
We're more familiar. At least I know I am, and I think the majority of people
with
envisioning Topps. So, like, when you say these names, I don't see the card as vivid in my mind.
Okay, I got you.
So, like, now, even though Brett Bowler, I'm taking a guess based off of what
where
I
you
think
he is.
But I don't really remember the cards. See, I mean, I remember the cards, but not the way that I do Topps.
See, this is the most interesting part of this whole baseball card dynamic, okay? Because you said this a while ago, you truly do see, like, these images seared in your mind from collecting them.
Yes.
And
or playing with them.
Or playing with them, for sure. Me, It was watching National Leaguers against the Mets, American Leaguers against the Yankees, Game of the Week with Scully and Garagiola, the Baseball Bunch with the Chicken and Tommy Lasorda, and obviously This Week in Baseball, and having some baseball cards. I was not a baseball card head. I was a baseball head. So we're attacking this differently. So that's why I keep saying Flair or Fleer.
Also different ages.
Don Russ. Well, true. Yeah, but the manufacturer brand is completely irrelevant to me.
Which I think can help you.
To me.
Which I think can help you in a certain case.
It could.
And maybe for this time frame.
Because I'm less dependent on what I'm... Yeah,
like I would agree. When we start to go later, and we will, from like 90, let's say, to 95,
yep.
Then for me, it's not going to be about the card. It'll just be about the player.
Yes.
Or the sport. Right. Same thing if we change the sport.
Right, score, what was the coolest...
I think 9-6 that was right there.
Yeah, good job, Sal. Nice job. I mean, you also got to... I mean, slow
yeah,
these
I mean,
cards.
Yeah, I mean, even I feel cheap with that one.
You should.
I mean,
that was cheap. On. That's like... Yeah,
those
I mean,
are layups.
That's like,
Tim
you know,
Raines, Bob Walker.
Come on.
Mike Pagliarulo.
Mike Pagliarulo. That's like dunking on your five-year-old nephew. Like, you lower the rim to 7 feet, you throw it down on a kid.
Doesn't count.
What an amazing accomplishment.
We're getting there. All right, that's all right. I mean,
I'm still a little bitter. All right, 877-337-66.
Not like Rick Anderson or anything.
60, yeah, true. 66, heads up laptop. BT and Sound on the Fan. Coming up, the crowd, the top story hits with that on the Fan.
This weather forecast sponsored by Mucinex Kickstart. It's 37 degrees and mostly sunny. It won't get above the low 40s today or tomorrow, but will hit the 50s on Saturday, although there's rain in the forecast.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.